You didn't really interview John Diefenbaker. You were his audience.
Well, Lester Pearson, who was the bookend of John Diefenbaker of that period in our history, couldn't have been more different. And it's one of the interviews of which I look back on with great fondness. But he came into the studio in the old radio building on Jarvis Street, unassuming, bow tie. He was absolutely charming, self-deprecatory, very Canadian, told baseball stories about both as player and fan. You could see the warmth that attracted so many of his colleagues and other people to him. I mean, there was a wit and a warmth to Mr. Pearson, a great openness, which kind of surprised me. Such a likable guy. I mean, he just wanted to say, why don't we stop this interview stuff, Mike, and you and me will go have a beer, you know? Which, I mean, the thought of saying that to John Diefenbaker was out of the question.